This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Ulf Sund, Henrik Samuelsson, drafted by the Phoenix Coyotes, and we're pleased to have him on Cisco NHL Live today. He is in Phoenix with his talking to his new team. What is it, 110 in the shade there today?
Yeah, it's pretty hot out tonight. I've walked from the car into the rink, and I'm already sweating.
Well, I know you spend quite a bit of time there, so it's nothing new for you, but when you heard Don Maloney start to announce from the Junior Coyotes program, I'm sure that you figured it was you, but what was the moment like for you and your family? We saw them in the stands.
Yeah, it was definitely a special experience for me when I heard them say the Junior Hockey in Arizona. I had a feeling it was me, and when I called my name, I was kind of in a little bit of shock, but it was a surreal experience.
What's it going to be like for you? I mean, I think they have the development camp that's starting either tomorrow or the next day down there in Phoenix. I mean, it's got to be a little bit surreal for you. I mean, things have happened so quickly. You get selected by this team, and now you're in this camp in a place where you spent a lot of time growing up.
Yeah, no, I remember like it was just yesterday running around in Jumping.com Arena just playing mini hockey. So going to the Coyotes and hopefully playing here soon, it's really special for me.
Yeah, and I mean, you were around when Wayne Gretzky was there, and it must be really an interesting time for you to make that move, but it really caps an interesting year because, I mean, you're a guy who played with the National Development Team. This year, you ended up going back over to Sweden. Your dad went back over there to do some work over in the Swedish Elite League, so you played there, but then you came back. You ended up in the Western Hockey League, you know, and then your team, the Edmonton Oil Kings, went on to go to the Memorial Cup. So it's kind of been a whirlwind year for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've basically seen the world now. You know, I've been went to Sweden and, you know, played there, and it was a great experience for me. And then coming over to Edmonton, it was we had a great team, and we had a good run for the Mem Cup, but we fell a little short. So, I mean, it was a great end to the year.
So what was your experience like in Edmonton, an NHL city, and playing, you know, sort of deep into the playoffs?
It was awesome. The fans in Edmonton were great. Towards the end, we had like 16,000 fans, so it was the most fans I've ever played in front of, so that was awesome.
How about making that decision to go to Sweden and then to come back and play at Edmonton? What's it like to make that decision in the middle of a year, particularly a draft year? I would think that's got to be something that you don't do that lightly.
No, I definitely thought about it a lot of hours, and going to Sweden, that was more of a family-related decision, and then going to Edmonton was my decision because I felt like my style of play fits better in North America, and feel like I made the right decision.
So tell us what's the next step for you. What will you be doing in the development camp, and then what are your plans for August and next year?
I have the development camp, and then I go home for Sweden for 3 weeks and work out with my dad and my brother, and we go to the under-20 camp there in the beginning of August, I think it is, and then I have no idea what's happening after that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Well, we wish you luck. All of us are big fans of your dad. I think, I'm not sure, for a tough guy, he might have shed a tear there, did he?
I don't know. Hopefully they didn't catch it on camera.
Well, congratulations to you and to your family. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.